B-Pod Studios.
You know, I feel like right now the world is just, it's just really confusing and scary.
Okay, bye.
I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
This is
the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Oh, my gosh. Starting off with issues.
Well, I don't think, you know, it's one of those computer issues that when you try to explain to engineering and everyone else, nobody believes you.
Right. Because
no one.
What has to happen is, like, it has to change.
A lot has to happen.
It has to change a, you have to turn this knob, but then you have to hit another button. And that just is impossible for it to do accidentally. That's why they have, you have to push the button to lock
it. Yeah, sure, but it happens magically.
Crazy. Anyway, well, good morning, everyone. We're off to a flying start here today.
Yep. All right, Nicole, within 4 seconds of our show, has already whispered in her ear. No one cares. She does that another 30 more times, by the way. This was one. We're going to do it a few more times in the morning, and it's going to be a great show.
Nobody cares. Move on. I'll tell you my day in 30 seconds.
Okay.
We were hanging out like we normally do. Yesterday, we didn't get any rain. We got lots of thunder and lots of wind, and it like cooled off nicely, but we didn't get any rain in Waxhaw, where I live.
Really?
Gosh. Okay. Lucky you.
So because it was so kind of nice out, the kids were outside playing, and, you know, the neighbors, we got together like we do during the pandemic, 6 feet apart, and our neighbor put a little shirt on her daughter. And the daughter was walking around, and I was the first one to see the shirt. And the shirt said "Big Sister," and I was like, "Oh, cool!" And then I kept walking, and next thing you know, I hear my wife and my neighbor like, "What? What? Oh my God! Shut up!" And I was like, "What's going on?" They're like, "She's pregnant," which is why the little girl is wearing a Big Sister shirt.
Oh,
yeah. And that didn't register to you when you saw the shirt the first time?
No, because there's a lot of novelty type T-shirts out there. You know what I mean? Like, you could wear a bad dog shirt, and you could wear a big dog shirt, and you could wear, you know, I just didn't put two and two together. I didn't think that. So then,
then
these other neighbors from up the street walk down, and she has a package with her, and they're walking with their little boy, and we're like, look, you know, look at her shirt, the little girl's shirt, and sure enough, she opens up the package and pulls out a onesie and puts it on her son, and it says Big Brother.
Oh, okay.
So we had two baby announcements yesterday in the neighborhood.
Wow.
Unexpected.
Wow, that's
She's like, I wasn't going to say anything till like 2 weeks from now, but I just thought I'd jump in on the fun, too.
Something's in the water.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think the one person was trying to steal the other person's thunder?
No, you know, it's funny. Before that other couple came down with the Big Brother shirt, she said she thought that they were pregnant. The woman who's pregnant now goes, and I also think they're pregnant.
Yeah, we have spidey senses when we're pregnant.
Yeah. And we'd hung out with this couple.
What if it was even, like, worse than that? To be like, she's been getting bigger. Like, it's way gossiping, you know? Like, we've been just hardcore gossiping in your neighborhood.
If she's not having twins, then... Yeah.
She's gotten real bitchy, too.
It's like, what?
But, you know, what's funny, Loren, is we hung out with that couple with the little girl who had the shirt on yesterday. On 4th of July and had drinks with them, and she was drinking Moscow Mules, and we were all like, oh, you were drinking. She goes, no, they were virgin. We knew.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife was like, I knew it. I don't know anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick up.
You got to hit me in the head with a baby diaper.
We went to a whole Christmas party with you and your wife while your wife was trying to dodge drinks, and I didn't pick up any signs.
I know, except we... Like, she was real upset that night, and we left early.
I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, dude, what's up? How come we can't go drink and have fun?
She's like, because I'm pregnant. Anyway, how y'all doing?
Good. What's your day in 30 seconds, Lauren?
So you guys know I do my little mommyhood to menopause podcast with my girlfriend, Barb.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't done it in like 2 months because obviously I was on maternity leave and had a baby. And she is going through her last like 2 rounds of maintenance chemo. Mm-hmm. So she has 2 sessions left and the last 2 have made her like really sick. And we've been trying to get together to do one of our podcasts and she's been sick. I've been doing mommy stuff. So finally, I was like, you know what? You chill, get better, relax. I'm going to have Dallas do one with me. So yesterday, Dallas and I sat down and did our first podcast together.
Oh, that's great. It'll soon be on the Kiss 95.1 app. We're trying to take all your episodes and throw them on the app, but it'll soon merge.
How'd it go?
Awesome. Good. I figured since it was our first one back, we should talk about Baby Jax's like birth story anyway.
Yeah.
So he was a good one to have for that, obviously. But he's really funny, so...
That's how he got you, with his sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling would never do a podcast with me.
Never. No, but he would do one with Amanda.
Maybe, to talk crap about you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but Dallas and I talk crap in front of each other, so that's why the podcast is so good.
Yeah, well, Sterling and Amanda are the next level woke. I don't know whatever that is, but there's a level up of being aware of things.
No.
And, like, pull into the mix.
And then I find out, like, just in passing, that they communicate about fans of the show, too. So, like, if someone's hardcoring, stalking Sterling, he'll reach out to Amanda and be like, so are you getting this stalker? Is it?
Oh, that's funny.
They, like, share stalker information. I'm like, you know, there's just fans of the show. Let them be fans.
I know. That's what happens. When I tag Amanda in an Instagram or a Facebook post, then she gets a lot of friend requests.
Sure.
Because people are interested if it's out there. But anyway, what about you, dude? What'd you do yesterday?
Well, it's about Sterling. So we were talking about wedding, and we have a call with a venue down at Charleston today, and they want to know our vision, which we don't have a vision. So that's just going to be a wonderful conversation.
Are we going to play this at the wedding?
Oh, I don't know.
Here comes the Roy.
Don't know. Don't have a vision. I have no clue. And so we're sitting there talking about... you know, about being married, and I'm like, you know, half is mine. 50% is mine.
50% what?
Of everything.
Oh.
Everything becomes mine.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think he understood that.
I think you're supposed to say ours.
Well, you know.
It's a strange conversation, but okay.
It is a strange conversation because he was talking about all of his different stock options he has. For the record, he makes way more money than me, and I wanted to let him know that, you know, your money is our money. Just to be clear.
Which was the reason why I got down on a knee, Sterling.
Very quickly.
That's probably something, this is going to sound really crappy of me, but you probably, if you wanted to drive that point home, should wait until after the wedding.
Yeah,
otherwise, you're going to get slapped with a prenup.
Oh, I know. Well, so we had a whole conversation. And I was like, well, and he's like, well, I don't think you should have, he goes, if we divorce, he goes, you shouldn't have like 50% of all my retirement and everything. I'm like, well.
Tell that to the great state.
You bring your attorneys and I'll bring my attorneys. So I was like, we're already preparing the end.
I cannot believe you two.
You guys.
You are so funny.
Yeah. I was like, because I'm taking half of everything. So there's a reason why.
You're not supposed to show your hand.
I was like, there's a reason why they say it's cheaper to keep her. So go ahead and get that instilled in your brain now. When you marry me,
cheap them to keep them. Hey, who gets Callie?
Oh, well, we'll have to work out hopefully, I mean, she'll be dead by then. I mean, I'm up.
Hopefully.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she'll be dead by then.
I don't want to have a 2-year marriage here. In fact, let's say it never happens.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Oh, Nicole is just glaring at you this morning. Early morning Roy looks from her studio.
What? And I don't want a divorce, but I don't want it within the lifetime of my dog. She's 5. Like, let's let the divorce. Let's
we'll
let the
set up
live.
Visitations. Is the only way you can answer that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I love when two huge brands get together to make one great thing. Like when the Hornets get together with Jordan Brand.
Yep.
Or when KFC gets together. With Crocs.
No.
Because the Hornets and the Jordan brand was such a good comparison to them.
Well, it's a brand in shoes.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody really wants to wear Crocs.
It appears. Don't tell that to Roy. I think Nicole owns Crocs, too, don't you, Nicole?
I don't own Crocs, but I'm not against them.
I think they're coming back in style.
Have they ever
for
left?
Nurses.
No, not for nurses. Because they're coming out with really cool ones. Like, Sterling just bought some awesome Croc flip-flops.
Post Malone has his own brand, too, of Crocs.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Crocs is making their way back in.
Well, Kentucky Fried Chicken and Crocs have collaborated to release a new set of Crocs that are not only painted to look like KFC chicken, but they're also scented, so they smell like KFC chicken.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It sounds like they're on the up and up, those Crocs.
Even more unbelievable, it only took 30 minutes for the KFC Crocs to sell out. Originally released for $59, are already now reselling on eBay for $500.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, I guess it's better that your feet smell like fried chicken and not feet.
That's true.
KFC has already said that they won't be making any more. Both the heeled Crocs and the regular version of the fried chicken pattern also come with the drumstick-scented charms or whatever that is.
I wonder if you get in and feel slimy from all the chicken grease.
The gibbets charms.
The gibbets charms?
That's what... Yeah, they come with the drumstick-scented gibbets charms. Mm. Or the regular version have a fried chicken pattern. I'll put a picture of it up at the MRL show on our Instinct. And I just blogged about it at kiss951.com, but that's hilarious. Your feet smell anyway. You might as well make them smell like chicken.
Might as well. It sounds like they'll just team up with anyone. Maybe we can get an MRL Croc.
What would the MRL Croc smell like?
Ooh, I don't know.
That breast milk that was sent to Loren.
No.
Well, you would need to develop a croc that could somehow be as fancy as Loren and as like low, like not fancy as me. And there's a smell in between. You know?
Listen, we can't make the impossible possible here, Roy.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
There's a funeral for Regis, and I don't know all the details, if it's a virtual funeral or what, but I did hear a rumor that Kelly Ripa wasn't going to be invited, that apparently they didn't really get along post-Regis leaving that show.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I've heard that rumor, too, that they didn't really get along great, but...
But you don't trust OK Magazine?
No, not really.
No, not at all. I mean, it would be...
You have to really go out of your way to uninvite somebody to a funeral.
Right, especially someone you did a show with.
Well, someone on our show went to see the Regis show and had a lie about their age to get in to the Regis show. Who do you think that person was? Loren.
I mean, it sounds like it would be me.
Yeah, not you, right?
Nope, it's not me.
I don't think you would care to even go to the Regis show, Meanie.
Not me, but I did grow up in that area, but nope.
It wasn't me because I know
you wouldn't
it wasn't
have to lie about your age.
All right. We go to Nicole.
Yes, 'tis true. I lied. But it wasn't my fault. I was forced to lie.
What happened?
So now that I think about it, I was thinking that it was Regis back when he was with Kathy, but I think it was like the first or second year of Regis and Kelly. Okay. Because I was 11. I remember this so, so vividly. I was 11 and I was with my mom in New York and we were waiting in line to go see the live taping of it. And you had to, like, back then there wasn't, you didn't have IDs for kids, you know, like for them to know your age. So I guess they did it based on the trust system with kids. And I was a really tall kid. So my mom looks at me in line and goes, okay, you have to be 13 to get in here. So when she asks you your age, tell her you're 13. I was 11. And I'm an awful liar. So I was like, okay. So I just remember so vividly the person asking me how old I was. And before she could finish, I was like, 13.
That's interesting. I didn't realize they put like everyone has to be above 13 age on those shows.
Yeah, I wonder why 13 was the age. PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, did you enjoy it?
I don't know.
You don't remember that?
I have no idea. I remember being there, but I don't remember anything about him or about the show or anything.
All right, let's go into the crowd. That's my Regis impression. what's your name?
Hi, I'm Nicole.
Where you from?
Raleigh. I'm 13.
Shouting your age. Sure. Clip goes viral. You see that, Kelly? She's 13.
She's proud about it.
And she's proud about it. All right, we're going to play basketball. I understand you're good at basketball.
I just don't feel like that's what the show sounded like.
No, not at all.
It was all very different back when Regis hosted. They did like a lot of newspaper headlines. Mm-hmm. They didn't do the dance party thing that they do now. Not that they're doing the dance party now because Kelly and Seacrest are in different locations. But remember when they were in studio, they would bring somebody up, like some person would come up and dance.
Yeah.
And they'd throw beach balls at them and stuff.
They always hosted a trivia. That was always kind of a staple.
Yeah. Regis, I don't know. I always liked him. I liked him on the host as the host of Millionaire.
Yeah. I remember in an interview, he said that always at least go do one thing of the day so he would have something to talk about the next morning. He's like, I always try to at least do one thing. Maybe go out to dinner or go do. He goes, I always try to do one thing.
Yeah. My mom loved Regis. She took this one kind of hard.
I did too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love Regis too.
Yeah. I actually, I had some pull. I had a friend that worked at the Regis show years ago, and I got my mom and my aunt to get to go see him. And they all got hams to take home. That was their gift.
That was the show's
so
gift?
Random.
Yeah. I sent them like right before Halloween, so they all got hams to take home.
But like, you're typically
just
on
in time for the holidays, I guess.
You're typically on vacation in New York City when you go to those shows. Like, who's giving a ham? Like, what do I do with a ham for the next 4 days while I'm romping around the city?
Meanwhile, Oprah's giving cars, giving trips.
Oprah's last season 25 of the Oprah Winfrey Show, she gave everyone in the crowd a trip to Australia.
And guess who is the pilot?
That was the second part. So the crowd's going absolutely nuts because they're all going, she's like, you're going to Australia! We're flying to Australia! And you're all going, like, they're all going business class. You know, it's just so good. And then, Roy, they go, and guess who is your pilot?
And it's John Travolta.
Travolta comes out.
Comes out in a massive papier-mâché plane.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, driving this big old paper plane thing.
Yeah.
And he's the pilot of a private, massive airplane that's taking everyone to Australia.
That's Oprah's crowd going nuts.
Which, by the way, I don't know why that would make me feel uneasy. I'm like, can I have the 60-year-old that's done this 5,000 times?
So you know what happened?
I agree.
Travolta was in the cockpit.
Oh, so you maybe wasn't flying it either.
No, I don't think he really flew them. He probably got on the announcements.
Because you know he's big into planes. Like his house has an airport.
Right. His son's name is Jet.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, his house in Florida. Just like we have garages, he has a runway and you pull the plane up to the house.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about a little plane.
No.
It's like a 727. So, all right. Rest in peace, Regis. We lost a good guy, you know, at 88 years old. Good life, though.
Yeah.
And we really apologize, Reg, that Nicole wasn't 13 when she came to see you.
Yep. He just got notified when he got to the pearly gates.
Yeah, he just found out.
Yep.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Let's play a summertime trivia.
Welcome Amber in Charlotte to the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Show. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Have you gone on vacation at all this summer? Have you done anything like summertime themed?
Yes, we actually took a trip to Florida not too long ago.
Spent
some time on the beach.
Nice.
You know Florida is like COVID capital.
Well, I mean, I did it too.
Yeah, I know. We were very careful.
Okay.
Amber's like, once I saw Loren win, we followed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'll give each one of you an opportunity to answer a question. First one to get two correct will win the game, okay?
All right.
We'll start with Amber and Charlotte. Amber, I just asked this a little while ago before we went to commercial, and we want to know, printed on all sunscreen bottles, what does the term SPF stand for?
I think it stands for sun protective format. Factor.
So your answer is sun protection factor?
Yes.
Yeah, you were right.
Oh, I would have said formula.
Yes, so Amber's got one. We'll head over to Loren now.
Okay.
What are the three most popular summer fruits in America? And I'll give you multiple choice for this one. Is it watermelons, peaches, and mangoes? Watermelons, mangoes, and blueberries? Or blueberries, strawberries, and watermelons?
Three. Blueberries, strawberries, and watermelons.
Smarty pants. You're right.
I didn't hear anything. I feel like I just heard the same thing over and over.
Roy would have been like, I don't know, the one with blueberries. All right. One to one, Roy. You got to stay in the game.
Okay.
According to the Outdoor Foundation, the most popular outdoor activity is running and jogging. The second most popular summertime activity is what?
I don't get multiple choice. Okay, I guess swimming.
No, that's incorrect.
What?
What?
It's summertime.
It's not number two.
It has to be.
You give me the hardest one on purpose.
I did not. I'm going in order. Anybody care to take
volleyball?
Maybe sunbathing?
No, everybody's wrong. Fishing is the correct answer, followed by biking and hiking.
No. In fact,
that's stupid.
I question the number one. Who enjoys running except psychos?
Don't like that. Don't like that.
Amber, for the win if you get this one right.
All right, I'm ready.
What was the biggest film of the summer of 2019? Was it The Lion King, Avengers Endgame, or Spider-Man Far From Home?
Oh, man. I'm going to go... Ooh.
Remember back to last summer.
I know. I'm going to say... That's a hard question. I'm going to go for The Lion King.
The biggest film of the 2019 summer movie series was The Lion King. That is incorrect. Lorraine, for the win?
I think it's Avengers.
It was Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Avengers Endgame. And Roy, just so you can get one, because everyone gets a trophy on this game, which holiday marks the unofficial end of summer?
Oh, Labor Day.
That is correct.
There you go.
All right.
Get my participation trophy.
Thank you, Amber. Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me play.
You got it. All right. We got...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Lots to do.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So before I talk about what's going on with the dating of my friend, we wanted to quickly talk with you about something that's happening that I'm sure you've seen in local news here. You know, we have here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show the privilege to work alongside a lot of great shows in this city. And one of those shows actually used to broadcast on this radio station before us. It was called the Ace and TJ Show. And we were devastated. Everyone on the show was speechless yesterday to hear the news that Ace, one of the co-hosts on the show, his daughter was killed in an accident, traffic accident, yesterday. And our hearts hurt for them. We know that everyone's over there hurting. We're hurting for them. And we're sending our thoughts and our prayers to Ace and everyone part of the Ace and TJ show. It's the unthinkable that someone would have to go through something like that.
Yep. And Lorraine, I know you feel the same way. I feel the same way, and Nicole as well. So very well said.
Shocking.
Roy, we've reached out to them personally, and, you know, our thoughts are with them. And we hope that, you know, as they move along their lives, eventually maybe, you know, get back to somewhat normal. I don't know how you can do it, though.
I don't know. It's so strange because they're entertainers just as we are, and you have to come in here and be funny. And but life happens, and they're dealing with the worst part of their lives. And
it's just sad. Nobody should have to bury a child.
No.
I can't even imagine what they're going through right now. And, you know, Ace and his family and this show as well, you know, I just imagine how close we all are with each other's families. And, you know, if something were to happen to someone, the devastation that would not just be on that person, but everyone in their lives.
But just know that, yes, we are competition. But, of course, life always outweighs competition.
Well, I would say ratings is for the people in the suits.
That's right.
Until they fire me. Then I'll care about ratings, I guess.
Yeah, but, of course, our thoughts go out to everyone over there at HITS.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. KISS 95.1.
So what's going on in your friend's life?
So she, I don't know which dating app she used, but one of the dating apps, and on the photos of the dating app, it's this guy going to protests. It's him at a protest with Black Lives Matter banners, and it just seems like he's very kind of like an activist, and he's trying to stand up and do what's right. And so she does. She goes on a date with him, and she notices like there's a couple things that he says in the date that wasn't like, that was a little problematic, like a little red flaggy. And she thought maybe like...
Like he brought up his wife?
No, like he would say things, what do they call that, Nicole? Racial gaslighting, I believe is a term.
Oh, boy. Now's not a good time to tell you I'm doing something else.
Oh, you're not listening? Okay, that's fine. but it's like he'll mention something about race, and it's not like outwardly racist.
That's what you're saying. It's not so his conversation didn't match the way he represented himself with the signs and all that stuff. Okay.
And so she's sitting there, and like it's like nothing's like outwardly like blaring in your face, but like you could tell that he's kind of lying about this image he's putting out there. And so like a part of the conversation, she was like, so what other things have you been doing? Are you been volunteering? And he was just pretty much saying, no, I've gone, what you've seen on the photos, I've kind of gone, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like take another step.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whereas online, he has this whole image that he is always out there doing stuff for
and
the
is
community.
That important to your friend?
Well, I think that if he didn't try to sell the bag of goods, that that's what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
It's more of like, you know, she wouldn't have cared if you were, you know, doing, you know, protesting and volunteering community. She would still try to find other qualities in you. But the fact that, like, on whatever dating app makes it seem like he was just trying to get matches based on his, you know, his activity in the community. And then when you go to dinner, it's like a totally different thing.
She called it catfishing.
Well, she called it woke fishing. I thought that was a funny word. He's like, I got woke fished. He's like, this guy's so woke, but then he does racial gaslighting, and he's not really involved in the community. He's just taking photos.
Huh.
So what have you been up to lately? Well, I went to a pro-fem rally. I went to the Black Lives Matter rally. And then I went to an anti-abortion rally, and then I went, and you're like, well, you're all over the map.
And then he didn't know, and the other thing that kind of shocked me is that he didn't know the details of Breonna Taylor. I'm like, what? I feel like everyone knows the details of Breonna Taylor. Like, how does he not? He, like, she had to teach him.
Oh, man.
And she's
so
like,
So just the big picture here. So she thinks that he might have done this with other women, too, where he's just, like, targeting women who are woke, and he's trying to get dates with them and putting it out there that he's woke.
Yep.
I gotta be honest. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. It's clever. I've never heard of woke fishing before.
Never heard of it either. And I was shocked when I said it. I'm like, that is the weirdest level of manipulation and lying I've ever heard when it comes to dating.
Right.
I've never heard such manipulation before. that they're lying about their social issues and agendas.
Well, you got to keep it up. I mean, if you go out on a date and you're Loren, you're you know, your face of your dating profile is you at a rally. That's a pretty strong representation of yourself. And if you go out, you got to continue that, right? You can't be like, you can't be like, at some point, you can't be like, you know what? I'm all for gassing protesters. And she's like, what?
What?
You are a protester. You would have gotten gassed.
We got a text at 704. He says he's just trying to hit it and quit it.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's trying to do.
Yep.
Wow.
I think so, too. But that's a dirty, weird game. And I guess that's just the time we live in now. But I was shocked when I heard that.
I love it. What was the term again?
She said woke fishing. And I'm sure she read that somewhere. I doubt she came up with woke fish.
Hey, hashtag the more you know. I've never heard the term woke fish.
Yeah.
As if we need another term in an already difficult dating period. Yeah. Now you can get woke fished, everyone.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
The hashtag challenge accepted posts that are going viral, black and white pictures of women challenging other women, it's coming with some controversy.
A roller coaster of controversy.
And let's just start it off and we'll get into a quick discussion about it. But yesterday, Loren, you blogged about it.
I did.
And when you blogged about it, you just mentioned how it's women empowering women, right?
Yeah. So it comes from, excuse me, we thought it came from like this Turkish descent and then morphed into this women empowering women thing.
Just so we can set the stage of what happened yesterday, tell us what you blogged about.
So I just blogged about the women empowering women part of it.
Right.
And I had, you know, it's like a chain thing that your right. friends send you and you lift each other up. So I had blogged about it. And then I'd gotten an email later on that day. And I had already knew that there was a backstory to it, but that's not what my blog focused on.
Yeah, so the email went to all on-air staff from our digital department, and it was praising Loren.
Amazing job, Loren. All females should do this on air.
You're reading it word for word? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And right after that, Cameron, our midday bae, fires back, not so fast.
She says, just wanted to point out anyone who is sharing, please be aware of the origins of the movie. While this is about women empowerment, this was started in Turkey in order to raise awareness about the high rates of femicide in the country. Just want to make sure as voices, we are passing along the true message.
Okay. And then another person, the head of digital, comes back and says, sorry, I didn't know that. And
people saying, we agree, Cameron.
And poor Loren was dragged into it and didn't even ask to be dragged into it.
And at that point, it's not like I'm not getting back on the email and explaining why I didn't. You know what I mean? Like why I focused on that side of it. Because there was a whole like celebrity side on like who was reposting, like that was the meat and potatoes of it, and I wasn't going to get into that over the email.
And then I heard about all this with the Turkish women, and I'm like, what's the big deal with messages like evolving and changing? Like, what maybe went viral over there? Why is that?
Why does the meaning have to be the same here?
Yeah, why can't we do our own thing? And then I also saw, I felt like I saw on Twitter, because a lot of people love telling everyone else about the true origins of this Turkish thing. And then it looked like a bunch of women taking down a bunch of other women down. I mean, it was
counterproductive to what it was supposed to be.
It was so blaming. And then this morning, Nicole brings up the news that all of that's wrong.
Yeah, so it got debunked, Instagram and Facebook. Now, that not debunking that the issue in Turkey, like that's a real issue.
Right,
it's a real issue, and what Turkish women have turned it into for them, because they shared it too, is great. But Instagram and Facebook investigated the origin of the hashtag challenge accepted, and it started in 2016, and it's had various forms. In 2016, the challenge accepted was for cancer awareness, and now it's obviously women empowerment, but
they've traced it back to a Nigerian prince.
No, Brazil.
Oh, okay.
So it like originated in Brazil.
Okay.
And it's great that the Turkish women are using it.
Did you do it?
I've been nominated, but I haven't done it.
Are you going to?
No, because it might sound a little blame me, but I'm just tired of seeing white people choosing to do white people things. Like, I'm serious.
That's a whole other angle.
Like, I feel like we should be using our voices to uplift.
It's a very Becky thing.
Yes, it's basic.
Amanda hasn't done it either, but you know who has? Ren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but you are the definition of a white woman. Like, if I think of a white woman, it's Loren. Like,
thanks, buddy. I had been nominated a couple times by different people, and I wasn't doing it. And then I was going to blog about it, and I was like, well, I can't blog about it unless I do it.
Mm. Okay.
I just know that
we're sitting here.
I just know this thing turned out to be a train wreck.
But the funny thing is, y'all, I want you, the audience, to understand how funny it was yesterday, because the text chain came out, and our digital department doesn't, I mean, when they praise you, it's for something really good. Like, hey, great blog on this. And they were like, Loren, fantastic job. Other women in the Beasley Media Group should follow along. And Cameron's like, not so fast.
Yeah, and then I get hacked at the knees. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not blogging anymore.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, you got Holly with the sun in the car playing against you today.
All right, Holly, let's see how you're doing. Can't Beat Loren.
Hello?
Hi. Yes, go ahead and kick Loren out of her closet studio. Holly in Greenville.
Okay, Loren, get on out.
I'm going, Holly.
All right, Loren is putting her headphones down. She's leaving the closet. Holly, only we can hear these questions.
All right, Holly and her son playing for Greenville, South Carolina. The former First Lady has premiered her new podcast. Her first guest was her husband. Who was that?
Barack Obama.
The NBA kicks off tonight inside the bubble. At what Florida theme park are they playing inside of?
Disney World.
The prince, this prince who has children with Kate Middleton has learned a lot about patience while homeschooling their kids during quarantine. He also admits he's not the greatest at math. What prince are we talking about?
Prince William.
And this Canadian singer encouraged Kim and Kanye to get back together after he visited Kanye in Wyoming. What singer is that?
Justin Bieber.
Question five. This pop star who was previously engaged to Pete Davidson shared a teaser for her new fragrance and also hinted at a concert film. Who are we talking about?
Ariana Grande.
Wow.
By the way, I have like questions about number four.
Okay.
Lorraine, we're waving you. Is she coming? Come on.
I'm here.
Okay. Holly got them all correct, Lorraine, which means we're not going to tell you. You got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, Ren, here we go. Question one. The former First Lady has premiered her new podcast. Her first guest was her husband. Who is that?
Barack Obama.
The NBA kicks off tonight inside the bubble of what Florida theme park?
Disney World.
This prince who has children with Kate Middleton has learned a lot about patience while homeschooling their kids in quarantine. He also admits he's not the greatest at math. We're talking about whom?
Prince William.
This Canadian singer encouraged Kim and Kanye to get back together after he visited Kanye in Wyoming.
Is it Drake?
Question number five. This pop star who was previously engaged to Pete Davidson shared a teaser for her new fragrance and also hinted at a concert film. What pop star is that?
Ariana Grande.
Doesn't matter.
Lorraine up against Holly in Greenville with 135 wins. You are going to be reduced down to zero wins.
Oh, no. Was it Bieber?
It was Justin Bieber, not Drake, who visited Kanye West in Wyoming. Congratulations, Holly. You are going to win Cheerwad for a year.
Congratulations, Holly.
Awesome. I enjoyed playing.
You are the big winner. A year supply of Cheerwine and Lorraine gets knocked down to zero. All right. Justin Bieber, not Drake. Holly, hold on. We'll get your information, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Now, Lorraine's going to take you another 2 years to get another 135 wins. So get
busy. All right. Congrats, Holly. Hold on a second.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Allie is joining us for War of the Roses today, and Allie and Ross have been dating. But, Allie, what do you think's going on now? What gave you the hint that Ross could be cheating?
Well, so we've been together about, I guess, 4 months, and we've spent every single day together. But about 2 weeks ago, he decided that he needed some space. And so this weekend, after we moved the furniture, he left, like literally 5 minutes later, because he got some text message, and he said it was his dad. But, you know, I really didn't believe that. I mean, Ross, he told me that he loved me after just two dates, and it was just like one of those love at first sight. It was the same for me, but the past 2 weeks, it's just, he's been acting so weird and messed up, and just none of this is like him at all. And so I'm thinking something's going on, like something's changed.
So after 4 months of dating, did you ever have the conversation that you were exclusive? Like, you know for sure that you're in a relationship with only one another?
I mean, we didn't have that exact conversation, but it just seems so obvious because, I mean, we've kind of been spending, like, every waking moment together. Like, what else is going to happen, mm-hmm. you know?
And he said, I love you after how many dates?
Two.
See, that's a red flag, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe he's head over heels.
It could just be a situation where it was very lustful in the beginning.
Hot and heavy, yeah.
Hot and heavy, and then he kind of dwindles down. Any idea? I mean, is there anybody that you could...
I don't know. It just seems so much bigger than that. Like, we're kind of like... I don't know. I've never been in an experience quite as intense and as amazing as this, so...
But you think that text message might have been another... The text message might have been another girl.
Yeah, it just seemed weird. Like, who just, like, you know, jumps out of bed to, like, go take a text message and, you know, for their dad? Like,
we'll call Ross up and try to get him to send the flowers to someone, but make sure that you stay quiet on the phone until he fills out the card as well. That'll tell us a lot more.
Okay. Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ross.
Yeah, this is Ross.
Hey, Ross, my name's Janelle. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good.
So I have your name here as our social media giveaway winner, and it's where one of your friends can tag you in one of our posts, and then we give you $100 in free red roses. They're very beautiful, and you are our winner.
Okay, and I don't have to, like, buy anything?
No. Like I said, it's just a social media giveaway. We do it just to get some promotion. But if you could tell a friend about our services, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So her name's Megan.
Okay, Megan. And I also have a card here, Ross, that you can write something romantic on as well.
Yeah, just, you know, like, thinking of you, my loves. If that,
what the hell, like Megan? You had one freaking job, which was not to cheat on me. How hard can that be? I mean, all you had to do was send the roses to me, your girlfriend. I mean, oh my God, Ross.
So, Ross, that's your girlfriend, Allie. She's on the phone, and my name is not Janelle. It's Loren, and you're on Mini Roy and Loren in the Morning War of the Roses. Sorry, buddy.
Okay, look, first of all, I'd like to clarify a couple of things. We are not together. I don't know what she told you, but I'm trying to distance myself from her in general, and she knows that, so I don't know what she told you.
What?
Or what y'all think this is.
What's your side of the story, Ross?
Scandalous.
We clearly are not getting the same story. What's your side?
Well, first of all, we're separated. I needed space from her. I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but she... I'd like to say there's too many red flags on her side. She's kind of crazy.
Okay. Don't call me crazy. Are you kidding me? I am not off my rocker. You're the one cheating with someone called Megan? I mean, seriously, after what we've been through together?
Robert, what have we been through? What do you mean, like, what, 3 months? That's not, like, a lot to go through.
But you said But you said I love her on the second date.
That was before she threw a shoe at me. You know, like, okay, last time I talked to her, she said if I don't call her back soon, that she would end things for me. Like, she was threatening me.
I am not crazy. It is not over until I say it's over. I am the one ending this, and I am ending this right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Summer. So Charlotte, so listen. This is the MRL Show.
Being outside, the warm weather, shorts, the pool, just enjoying
summertime. It is the Mandy, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, and I can see Loren on camera from our home studio. She just tilted the camera up, which means it's time for Baby Jax to eat.
Yeah.
Working, Mom. We get lots of text messages, by the way. We don't read many of them, but they do come through about how people are so proud of you for being a working mom.
Aw.
You know, a lot of times you guys don't even know. She's sitting here, Loren's talking to us with baby Jackson in her arms, either sleeping or eating.
Yeah.
Total
professional. Trying to maneuver the mouse and read articles and talk to you guys.
Mm-hmm. You can hear little baby noises.
Mm-hmm. You didn't grow up wealthy, right, Loren? You've said that before.
No.
Dad was a hard-working, blue-collar construction guy.
Yep.
Roy, you didn't really grow up wealthy.
No.
Nicole, I don't know. What was your status growing up? Did you live in the wealthy neighborhood?
I mean, I would say we were, like, I never struggled, no.
Yeah, that's kind of how we were growing up in New Jersey. We never, like, struggled. But I had friends that were a lot wealthier than I was.
Okay.
And I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and we were reminiscing, like we always do, always go back to, like, high school and stuff. And my friend was like, do you remember when we met MC Hammer, the rapper? And I was like,
you met MC Hammer?
I go, where did we meet MC Hammer? He goes, don't you remember Kyra in high school? We got invited to her bar mitzvah and MC Hammer was there.
What?
And I go, oh, my God, you're right.
You hung out with rich people.
It was like 1989, and he was like this up-and-coming rapper.
Up-and-coming.
Right? I know. Isn't that funny? Like, You Can't Touch This hadn't come out yet, I don't think. It was about to.
and he performed like two songs, and then we got to get an autograph picture from MC Hammer. And I was like, you know how obnoxious that is for me to go on the radio tomorrow and say that this family had enough money to bring MC Hammer to the daughter's bar mitzvah?
And so here you are.
And then I remembered, oh, you know where I'm going with this. I think this is hilarious. And I would love.
So here you are. Go ahead.
But I would love to hear, because I got thinking automatically, I'm like, if anybody knows a rich family, how does the rich family really spoil their kids?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they really, I imagine they do things like that. Get celebrities to do things for them is what I'd imagine. You pay the way.
Right.
And do trips, the big trips.
Yes.
You know, for the birthday, you get, like I always thought, like you were rich if you got a car for your birthday. That was for your 16.
And it was like an awesome car.
Yeah, BMW.
Yeah. Corvette, sports car, something.
Any car was an awesome car.
Yeah.
Well, not for rich people. It had to be new. 0 miles. And the bow had to be huge.
No, my sister got like a 20-year-old Mustang, you know.
But then I also remember reading stories about how, you know, like parents wanted their kids to be really good athletes. So they would hire like, you know, football players to come and teach them.
Coaches.
Professional
coaches.
Right. Wow. Before these athletes started making a ton of money and had to say no to stuff like that, a lot of athletes, you know, they made okay money. I mean, better than the average person, but still you would take on an extra job. And if that meant that, like, you know, Phil Sims, who was the quarterback of the Giants back in the 80s, if a parent said, hey, I need you to teach my son how to throw the football and I'll give you, you know, 10 grand to do it, he's there.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
That is crazy. 704-570-9595. If you knew a rich family, we'd love to hear how they spoiled their kids.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Talking about how the rich folks spoil their kids. You know, I remember back when I was like in high school, my friend said her dad was bringing Chipotle to Roanoke. And at the time, we never heard of Chipotle. And I was like, what is it? And she was like, well, we closed the place down and had like a private dinner, taste dinner for a bunch of people. And I thought that was like really cool.
Right.
That there was this exclusive tasting thing. And I was like, well, explain the concept of it to me. And she goes, oh, well, it's like a place you go get burritos. And I'm like, oh, like Taco Bell? how is that going to compete with Taco Bell? At the time, no clue. Like, I had no clue in the concept. Right. She goes, well, if you don't want a burrito, you get it in a bowl. I'm like, well, what's the point in that? Why would one do such a thing?
That's funny. How the rich spoil their kids. I remember a popular radio host out of New York, Elvis Duran, when I was working at that radio station, he got invited to go and do autographs at somebody's Sweet 16 birthday party, and they paid him handsomely at the time.
Who would want our stupid autograph?
I don't know, but we are available.
I mean, you don't have to pay us handsomely, just modestly. All right, let's talk with Tara and Charlotte. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Ren Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing really well.
So I was just calling because my dad's old boss actually bought his grandson a RV camper and a Jeep that just sits in the driveway so he can play with them in the driveway. And he's only 6 years old.
What?
Like a Jeep.
Yeah.
He's one Jeep car.
Yeah, like most kids get power wheels where you have to plug them in and charge them. But this 6-year-old's got a legit Jeep and camper in the driveway.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Tara. By the way, if Loren says that about cash, I would not be surprised if those were presents.
No, that will not be happening. I can assure you of that. 803 texted in and said that in middle school, they had a friend who rented a limousine and an entire floor of a hotel for them to have a sleepover for their birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Why would you even need all those rooms?
Right.
There's no complaints.
There?
I guess. Let's talk with Megan in Denver. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Good morning. I went to high school in Charlotte, and Ric Flair's daughter went to school with us, and Ric Flair would make appearances pretty often, and he would definitely bring Dina and DeLuca's every day for her and her friends.
Which, I don't know if Dina and DeLuca's not here anymore, but those who are out in the outer counties, imagine just the fanciest sandwich shop you could probably think of.
Yeah. And then Ric Flair's delivering it to you at school.
Yeah. Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man.
So, did I tell you that growing up, one of my cousin's names was Buddy? I think his real name was Al. We all called him Buddy.
Makes sense.
Well, it just cracked me up because Buddy's like a name for a dog. You know what I mean? Like, come on, Buddy.
Buddy's a good dog name, yeah.
Yeah.
But his name always amused me. And I always thought, you know, like, if you had like a name, like Max. Max is one of those names, too, where it could be a dog's name. Like, Max is a good dog's name.
Yeah.
So we've talked about unisex names on the show before. Kim's, you know, Chris. But you're saying that there's names out there that are better fit for a dog than a person.
Yeah. You know, like, do you have a dog named Milo? Do you know a person named Milo? Because that's a dog's name to me.
That's because there's a movie about a Milo. That's why you think of a dog.
My mother-in-law's dog, her Boston Terrier passed away, was named Milo.
Okay. And so I went online to find some dog name or human names. And, of course, Buddy and Max made the list. Milo made the list. Coco. Is your name Coco? Because that could be a dog's name.
I know someone who, a human who is nicknamed Coco.
Of course, Marley.
Me too.
I worked with someone in sales at a radio station in Arizona who's named Marley.
See, that's a dog's name.
It was a woman.
Like, do you know anyone named Trixie?
I mean, it's not her real name. She uses it typically around 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
But Trixie's is a dog's name. And they give that to humans. We have someone here that made the list. Ginger. Ginger's a wonderful account executive here.
Yeah.
But they're saying that's a dog name.
I don't know about that.
I've known a bunch of Gingers, actually.
That are dogs?
No, people.
Yeah, right. I agree.
What about Roscoe?
My brother's dog's name Roscoe. I don't know any Roscoe people.
Wasn't there a rapper named Roscoe? I think there was at one time.
The sheriff on the Dukes of Hazzard was Roscoe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Like, what about, like, I remember, and I told this story on the radio, I was at the dog park a couple of years ago, and somebody was calling the dog Kevin.
Come on, Kevin.
I swear. It was like a mutt, and she's like, Kevin, come here, Kevin, and I keep looking to see if a kid's coming or somebody, and it was the dog's name, and I didn't say anything, but I was like, that is an awesome move.
Especially...
Well, Woofer's name, his real name was Cody.
Oh, it was. That was always strange.
Yeah.
828 says, Roy, Marley is not a dog's name, it's a human name.
I know, but it just sounds like a dog's name to me.
They did a whole movie called Marley and Me. Yep. And Marley wasn't the wife. Marley was the dog. Hey, shoot us a text message. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll load up on these. Shoot us a text message if you know a dog with a human name.
Yeah, like a Kevin for a dog. Which, by the way, would sound really funny to hear someone disciplined from afar. Like, no, Kevin, no, you do not pee-pee potty in this house.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You get human names for dogs? We always think that's really funny. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
Mark on 485. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We're good. What's your dog's name?
It's actually my brother-in-law's got a pretty cool dog name, I think. It's an Australian Shepherd. And the dog's name is Dog, but he pronounces it D-O-G. D-O-G.
Yeah.
Oh. So
I thought,
that's
yeah,
cool.
He just spells it out, D-O-G. That's pretty cool.
Come on, D-O-G. Oh, that's so cool.
My aunt had a dog named D-O-G.
Oh, I had no idea that was a thing. Thanks, Mark.
I love that. That's Mark the Gas Man.
Yeah. There's a TV show. I think it's called, like, Pop Academy 2. And obviously, it's a kid show. But... the main dog's name is D-O-G.
Oh, that's funny. We got so many text messages of dogs named, like, human names. Obviously, Benji's a big one.
What about this one from 910? My friend named a dog Richard. Richard! Which is funny if you watch Grey's Anatomy. Because
I hope it was a wiener dog.
Richard.
Funny, Loren.
704 texted in and said, I know a Candy and a Katie, but Candy is the woman and Katie is the dog.
We have Abby and Jethro.
Jethro.
My dog's name is Gwendolyn, Frankie, Rudy. Rudy, I had a, but my bus driver was Rudy.
Okay.
That's a very old school name.
It is.
Can you imagine when a baby is like baby Jackson's age and you're looking and holding baby Rudy? You know what I mean? Isn't that weird?
It's like Ruby. Ruby's an old school name.
Yeah, that's true. Anna, my dog's name is Larry. Here we go. I told you guys, our neighbor's French bulldog is named Kevin. So that's the second dog now that I know with that name.
I wonder what people's backstory, like, why do you name the dog a human name? Like, why do you name a dog Larry or Kevin?
716 says when they first got the dog, they asked their younger daughter what the name should be, and she just blurted out Kevin, so they kept it.
Okay.
Sarah. My name is Sarah. I've been introduced to someone. They say, cool. My dog's name is Sarah. Never heard of a dog named Sarah.
No, neither have I.
Well, these are all funny.
Okay, you can keep the conversation going. You can always text the studio. Go to our Instagram at the MRL Show. Summer. Let's go.
This is the MRL Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Manny needs parenting advice, y'all.
Yeah, you'll have to cross this path one day, Loren.
Yeah, I know I will. But, you know, we have cameras all through our house, so are you really home alone?
Good point. At what age is it appropriate for you to leave your child at home? And I'm not talking about, like, for a couple hours. I'm even just talking about, like, running to the store. Because I had to get gas the other day, and Dean was begging me to leave him at home.
Oh.
It was during the day.
Why was he begging you to leave him at home?
Because
right? That makes me suspicious.
He was playing Minecraft.
Oh,
on PlayStation. Oh, hi, baby Jax.
I'm so sorry.
He wants to be part of the show.
But Dean, I guess he was playing PlayStation and he didn't want to leave, you know. And it was during the day. I just woken up from my nap, from the afternoon napper. So it was like probably, you know, close to 3 o'clock. And the gas station's not too far from my house. And I was like, if I do this, would I tell Amanda?
And, he will.
Well, not only that, then my left side of my brain was like, you have to. Mm-hmm. Tell Amanda. And when I said, how is she going to react? The right half of my brain was like, not well.
Well, you would ask first. You wouldn't do it. And then.
Yeah, I would say, hey, would you be okay if I just left Dean? I'm going right around the corner of the gas station, then I'll be back. Anyway, long story short, my wife and I, she thinks at 7 it's way too young. I feel like within a year or two, though, I mean, like 8 or 9, definitely. And now we're only talking a year. So what's the big difference, right? If you're going around the corner. The other thing a neighbor brought up, too, was like, hey, get him one of those watches, not an iWatch, but like the watch where you can make phone calls and texts on.
Oh, OK. Apple Watch.
It's not the Apple Watch. It's like it's something different. It's like a gizmo or something they call it.
OK. A gizmo? You sound like the oldest man ever. Them crazy
jawbone. I don't even know if they make those anymore.
These crazy gizmos.
No, it's the name of the watch. I'm not saying Fandangle gizmo. I can't figure it out. But I'm wondering for parents, like, did you have an age or maybe your parents left you at a certain age? And were you OK with that? I mean, I knew a neighbor was home. But then again, like it's not my neighbor's responsibility.
Right.
You know? So my wife and I are just torn, Loren. We just don't know the right age.
I
don't know. I kind of think around 9 is a good age.
Oh, really?
You think that's too soon?
I'm so surprised. Yes, I do. I thought for sure I would be, I think like 12, 13. 12, 13 seems about to be the right number. Because at that point, you know how to call. Of course, you know how to get help. You know how to maybe, if you're injured, you know how to maybe stop things and you help yourself until help gets there. You have,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So let me clarify. Nine is like the I'm running to the store, like I'll be back in 5 minutes kind of thing. I think you're right. I think if you're leaving them for any stretch of time, I think 12 or 13 is probably the age.
Sure. But also, and I guess that's like that was the thing with me as a kid. It was like 12 or 13. But when I was a kid, we also didn't have cameras in your home and iPhones and like my parents would have to like call the house phone, like that's how they would have to get a hold of me. And like I wasn't allowed to go out in the yard to play because what if they called?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So
704 says we always went with an 11 to 12 age range to be alone. Each kid's different though. Some are more mature than others. Five daughters, one son, and no one's burnt the house down yet. This person says.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a text message that says in North Carolina there's no minimum age for a child to stay home alone. It depends on the maturity level.
Well, now we just got this text from 256 that says legally age 10 for no more than an hour. And teens can be alone for overnight for one night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
teens can stay overnight? That's not happening in my house.
When you could send cash to another house and then you get a free night. Now people are all texting in different, like different things. State law says 12 or 13. Anything under is considered child neglect or something like that.
All right, let's talk with Candy and Conover. Candy, welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ram Morning Show. What do you think?
I think 7 is way too young to leave a child at home, even for an hour. The maturity level is just not there, and there's so many crazy things that can happen.
Yeah, I thought too, because my son is 7, like it's not him as being afraid of something happening to him, it would be him being afraid, you know, if somebody, you know, knocked on the door or he heard a noise. Door, yeah. Yeah. It's the innocence still, Candy. You're right. At 7, they're still young.
This is Abby in Iron Station.
Hey, guys. I wanted to tell you that I called DSS because I was in a custody battle with my ex-husband, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't doing anything that would break any rules and lose my kids over something dumb like going to the store, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they said that a child is allowed to stay at home alone at 8 years old for 2 hours as long as they have access to a phone.
Wow.
Now, I didn't leave them for that long. But like Mamie said, I just went to around the corner to the store to get gas. Something, same thing. They're playing Minecraft and they don't want to go.
I know. And then they beg you.
And it's literally going to take 5 minutes. It's like, okay. And I did the same thing. My neighbor was at home, made sure that she knew, hey, I've got to run to the store. Kids are at home. But they had a phone, so they could call, you know. And you go over the basics. Don't answer the door for a stranger.
Right.
You know.
It's a lever of comfort, too, for the kids. You know, you have to ask them, like, are you comfortable staying here? Like, bro, you can stay here and play Minecraft, but just know that, you know, if someone knocks on the door or something, I'm not going to be home for, like, another 10 minutes.
Yes, right. Just hide.
Hide, barricade yourself in. Anyway, thank you so much. We appreciate the phone call and shedding some light on this, Abby. I loved our text messages, Lauren. You can see from your end, too, all the way in Ballantyne, they're arguing with each other.
I mean, there's such a wide range of people who, with the age.
Yeah, 704 says, North Carolina has no law. I just checked, and 828 says, here's the link. I mean, who knows what to do now? I'm more confused now than ever. Typical with the Mania Roy and Lauren show.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Ever since that quarantine, a lot of people working from home still, especially people in the offices where you have to have those conference calls. So there's this new study out that says 1 in 6 people are participating in work conference calls from the toilet. From the toilet. And now, granted, I've been coming into the studio with you guys to work every day. I would definitely be guilty of this because I have personally taken phone calls while on the toilet. No one's known, including with you two. No one's ever known. But a whopping 92% of folks say they take their phone into the bathroom. 60% of people said that they typically just use it for social media purposes, while another group of people said that they use it to take work conference calls.
You just can't flush the toilet. That's the dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Remember when we talked to that guy early on in the pandemic? I forget his name, but he stood up in a
Zoom meeting.
Oh yeah, and he was
It came out.
Yeah, pantless. How about this weird part of the study? 1 in 25 people have eaten food while sitting on the toilet.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever done that.
Neither have I. Ever.
I might be part of that stat.
Really? Why?
I'm not surprised by that.
Particles, bud. Particles.
I know, but I have this vision in my head of I had to go, but I also wanted to finish eating my piece of pizza, so I just brought it with me. But don't get me wrong, I didn't like set up a table in there. It was probably just like a bite or two left, and
meanwhile,
crust.
I thought me drinking bourbon in the shower was the most depressing thing I've ever done in my life, and then I hear what you did.
I just can't put down the pizza.
Eating pizza while on the commode.
I think I wanted to finish my bite.
As long as you do it before you wipe, Manny.
Thank you, Lorraine. That's the rule. Okay. When you talk about people going back into the office, Roy, and we're going to have a lot of our employees are going to start cycling through here.
I know. I'm scared.
You know, shortly.
Why is that the case? Every other company's pushing it. Yeah, well, we got to get back in.
Well, a lot of companies aren't, though. A lot of companies are telling people to come back. We're just hearing about the big ones that are staying at home. Google, Wells Fargo, B of A.
It's way worse, by the way. Isn't it, like, way worse now than it was when you sent them home? So let's bring them back.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense, boss. You kept them home back in April when it wasn't that bad.
But believe me, that people are going back to the office, I'm wondering, like, are you still going to be required to do, like, Zoom calls now instead of conference calls? Because remember, we used to go into meetings in the conference room, and we would have someone on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be
so.
On speaker. Do you think now we've evolved into a society where that person will be forced to Zoom in to the meeting?
Yeah. I think as long as this isn't resolved, I think we'll still be doing Zoom meetings, even if we're in the same building.
So you're saying is if Roy's down the hallway in our MRL show office and he has to talk to a sales rep in a cubicle on the other side of the building, that they'll Zoom each other?
Oh, well,
I don't know about that. I think if it's like over a 3-person meeting.
Okay, well, if you guys are legit talking about me, yes, I'm using Zoom. I ain't walking over there. I don't know who and if they're social distancing and I don't know their life.
You're going to Zoom inside the building to talk to somebody else?
Yeah, I've already done that.
Why can't we just go to a common area and just stay 6 feet apart with masks on?
I don't trust that. No.
By the way, speaking of eating on the toilet, 803 texted in and said, caught my daughter eating a whole Chick-fil-A meal in the bathroom. Hashtag life lessons.
Well, why is it that when you're eating pizza on the toilet, it's disgusting and depressing? When she eats Chick-fil-A on the toilet, I'm like, well, you know, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Yeah, it's kind of cute. That's nice, Roy. Thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Going to play an audio clip for you guys. And you tell me which A-list celebrity this is whose voice is pumped into a baseball stadium. You know how there's no fans, nobody's there.
Okay.
So this A-list celebrity, he used to sell peanuts, Cracker Jacks, hot dogs, and sodas at the stadium. So he re-recorded his role to play so you can hear it over the TV. You ready, Loren, at home?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this.
Not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here, hot dog. Colossal hot dog. Colossal dogs, hot dog.
You know it?
Oh, I know it.
Who is it?
That's Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
So,
is that what they're doing? They're going to pump that for real into the stadium?
Oakland, the Oakland A's. He used to sell hot dogs, peanuts, and programs before he became famous while in high school.
Really?
When he lived in Oakland. So they have a cutout of him in the stands of when he worked there, and then he went back and re-recorded this, and now they're pumping it through the sound system.
Is that going to be a thing in all stadiums? Like, are the athletes that used to, like, crowd noise that they need crowd noise?
Well, most stadiums are doing crowd noises. I'm not so sure how many stadiums are doing the whole vendor thing, though.
I want there to be so specific things they pipe in for crowd noise. Like,
I want there one to be audio.
Fights.
Well, that and like audio of me going, it's too many steps. I'm not going up there. I ain't doing it. I'm sitting right in this chair. I don't
hey,
care.
Hey, jerk, sit down.
Yeah, they come to us. I ain't going up there.
Take that ugly jersey off. You're at the wrong stadium, you idiot. Yeah, that's how New York would be.
That's what I want. I've been some good stuff, man.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium. What are you talking about? Why do you want a hot dog now? We just sat
you
down.
Just sit down!
You waited until I got to the very bottom to go back up to the top.
Hit air left on base. Program. Who wants a program?
He's good.
Soda here. Soda. Who wants a soda?
Me.
Ugh. Cold soda. Ice cold soda.
Tom Hanks.
Bag of peanuts. Two bagger.
The other thing that put out there of note is this hurricane that is right now a tropical storm, but they expect it to strengthen, and it's going to go right now. The cone is having it has it go right up Florida, Loren, yep. And then kind of curve on the Carolina coast. It's still too early to tell exactly where it's going to hit.
It's like America was built for hurricanes to hug. Like the strangest thing.
The name of the hurricane, Roy, is spelled I-S-A-I-A-S. I-S-A-I-A-S. How would you pronounce that?
I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I-S-A-I IAS is, or is the S silent?
Acai.
Hurricane.
Acai bowl.
Hurricane Acai. Acai.
I love when we talk it out.
Here comes Hurricane Acai.
Yeah. It's actually pronounced E-C-E-S.
What? It's Acai.
Oh, Isaias.
Isaias?
Yes, Hurricane Isaias. You want to hear Brad Panovich say it?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this.
Hey, everybody. Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich here. Here's an update on our potential tropical cyclone, or what I like to say, future Isaias.
Isaias?
Isaias.
Meanwhile, I'm like, Acai, Acai, he's coming, Acai. Hurricane Acai is coming.
Now do that like Tom Hanks.
Acai, yeah. Get your Hurricane Acai, Acai.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.